Yes, Mataji.
Welcoming all of you to the Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Shivaram Prabhuji. Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on very special topic, Dhruv Charitra, along with beautiful songs. Before going, I'll hand out the call to His Grace Shivanand Chaitanya Prabhuji to give a brief introduction of Shivaram Prabhuji. Prabhuji, hand out the call to you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. We are very happy to welcome you today in the Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference. I will give a small introduction about Prabhuji. His Grace Shivaram Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and joined the Brahmacharya Ashram of ISKCON in 1996 and presently resides at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, Chowpatty, Mumbai. Since his childhood, Prabhuji has been inspired and trained by his father in singing. His melodious voice and soul-stirring bhajans touches the hearts of thousands of people all over the world and has transformed the lives of countless souls and introduced them to the divine path of loving devotional service to Lord Shri Krishna. Prabhuji has deeply studied the scriptures and is a motivational speaker, singer and a Bhagavad Katha exponent who speaks from the voice of his experience and beautifully narrates the divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna and directs many conditioned souls in this most sublime path of bhakti. Thank you, Prabhuji, for joining us today and enlightening us. And please take over the call, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, you are not speaking.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, you can unmute yourself.
He is unmuted, Mataji.
Then why can't we hear? Before that, we were hearing something from inside.
Yeah, Mataji, he is unmuted, but no. Prabhu, you are unmuted, Prabhu, you can speak. Maybe he cannot hear us, Mataji. Prabhu, please. Now, yeah, now you can start the class, Prabhu. Mataji is unable to hear us, I think so, Mataji. He is waiting for us to tell him to start the class. That's what I understood.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Can you hear me, Prabhuji? Oh Krishna, he's not able to hear us, Mataji.
Please wait, Mataji.
Okay.
Message. उनसे पूछो माय वॉइस इज एबल टू हियर यू
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी
कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांताय
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, your voice is very low. Hare Krishna.
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Hare Krishna. Swami. So Hare Krishna. So I'm grateful to the organizers for giving me a chance to speak to all of you, to serve all of you. And today's my subject is very interesting. Dhruva Maharaj's character and also lessons what we learned from Dhruva Maharaj's character. So,
Prabhu, can you hear us, Prabhu?
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, can you hear us?
Mataji, Prabhuji cannot hear us, Mataji.
Oh, Krishna.
You need to call him, Mataji, please call him.
So, today, I'll be singing some songs and explain the pastimes of the Dhruva Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Hare Mom. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, it's better.
Now it's better?
Yes, Prabhu. Prabhuji. Can you hear us, Prabhu?
Okay. Hare Krishna. So yeah, this is special for you. We are in the middle, and we are in the middle. We are in the middle. We Thank you.
very good to see you.
It is little low, Prabhuji. Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna. Haan Mataji. Haan Mataji, Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji, now it's clear.
Hare Bol.
This is good, Prabhuji.
Mataji could not hear us, Mataji. We can hear him.
No, if he removes the headphones, he takes it. Okay, text him again.
Yeah, now it's
Chaitanya Manobhuktam Sthapitam Yena Bhuktam bhutale swayam rupakadamagi ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನ ವೃಷಭಾನು ಪ್ರಣಮಾನಿ
Sometimes people give excuses. Why should we start bhakti at the early age, childhood? Then when should we start bhakti? When we become old, we cannot see with our eyes. Our eyesight becomes weak. We cannot hear through our ears.
ओ प्यारे मन कर ले भजन ओ प्यारे मन कर ले भजन बाद में प्यारे पछताएगा जब पिंजड़े से पंछी निकल जाएगा जब पिंजड़े से पंछी निकल जाएगा ओ प्यारे मन कर ले भजन ओ प्यारे मन कर ले भजन बाद में प्यारे पछताएगा पिंजड़े से पंछी निकल जाएगा जब पिंजड़े से पंछी निकल जाएगा पूरी जवानी भी भर के सोया
इफ अ बॉय लव्स अ गर्ल and he wants to present a rose flower to her on her birthday, so he will give a fresh rose flower to her, isn't it? He will not give a rotten rose flower. So when you love someone, you want to offer fresh rose flower. So if you love Krishna, why do you want to give him or offer him your rotten body, your old crippled body? When we are young, we are strong, our senses are strong, use it in Krishna service.
Puri jawani di bhar ki toya, puri jawani di bhar ki toya, आया बुढ़ापा तो देख के रोया आया बुढ़ापा तो देख के रोया यम की नजर से तू बच नहीं पाएगा यम की नजर से तू बच नहीं पाएगा बाद में प्यारे पछताएगा जब पिंजड़े से पंछी निकल जाएगा जब पिंजड़े से पंछी निकल जाएगा प्यारे मन कर ले भजन, ओ प्यारे मन कर ले भजन, बाद में करे पछताएगा जब पिंजड़े से पंछी निकल जाएगा, जब पिंजड़े से पंछी निकल जाएगा। Everything has a time duration. So when our senses are strong, now our eyesight is very clear. We can read Srimad Bhagavatam. We can hear Krishna Katha. We have hands. We can serve Krishna. We can decorate Krishna's beautiful divine body. We can glorify Krishna. In this way, baad mein pyare pachtaega jab pinjre se panche nikal jayega jab pinjre se paya manush tan phir kyun rota moh maya ke tu bandhan khoya सुंदर काया मिली है उसे प्रभु के गुण गाए जा, सुंदर काया मिली है उसे प्रभु के गुण गाए जा, बाद में प्यारे पछताएगा जब पिंजड़े से पंखे निकल जाएगा, पिंजड़े से पंखे निकल जाएगा। Hare Krishna. So this song explains that bhakti Sudhruva Maharaj at the age of 5 he started his bhakti. Prahlad Maharaj at the age of 5 he started his bhakti, and therefore they are glorious. Even now, after millions of years, we are still remembering his pastimes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri, he would go every day to Tota Gopinath temple, and he would ask Gadadhar Panditji to speak and narrate the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj. Hundreds and hundreds of times Mahaprabhu heard this katha of Dhruva Maharaj from the lotus lips of Gadadhar Pandit. Mahaprabhu never became bored of hearing Dhruva's katha again and again, because we have no taste, we have not developed taste for Krishna katha. Therefore, sometimes we become bored of hearing same katha again and again. Sometimes people ask, is it not boring to always chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna? Because in ISKCON, you people have only Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, reading Bhagavad, and only serving Krishna, Krishna. Do we not feel bored? So this question was asked to me. So then I answered, just like when we become thirsty, so what do we drink? We drink water to quench our thirst. So today, we are thirsty, so we drank water to quench our thirst. Tomorrow, we'll again become thirsty. So what will you do? Will you drink some other drink, or will you drink water? When you are really thirsty, you need water. So tomorrow, again, we'll drink water. Day after tomorrow, again, we'll drink water. Throughout our life, we'll only drink water. Will never become bored of drinking water. So, just imagine, we are in this material world, and water is just a material energy of Krishna. So, every day, so many times we drink water, we never become bored of drinking water. Whenever we are thirsty, we are complete now, enthusiastic, okay, give me water, give me water, give me water. So we can logically answer this.
So we are not bored of this material energy, drinking water. How can we become bored of in Krishna's association? Krishna's, his existence is totally Satchidananda, pure. In this material world, we are not bored of drinking water. How can we become bored in the spiritual world, which is eternal? And Krishna is the source of all this material and spiritual energy. So, we'll never become bored of Krishna's association. Just like small children, they play that game, jumping with a sack. Children cover their body, half of the body up to their waist, cover their body with a sack, and they start jumping and running with the sack. So even in that bondage situation, although their body is bound with that sack, but still they try to jump and run. So then when they are completely free without any sack, how much they will run, how they will jump. So similarly, within this world, material world, we are conditioned. Our mind is contaminated. In this contaminated state, still we can experience some glimpse of Krishna. We can experience that taste for Krishna's holy name. Just imagine, when it will become completely pure, how much taste will be there? Rupa Goswami says, my dear Krishna, why did you give only me one tongue and 2 ears? Give me thousands and thousands of tongues and millions of ears to chant the glories of Hare Krishna mantra and hear that nectarian sound vibration of Krishna. Of course, that stage will come. One day I was giving a class and one devotee asked me, can someone write in the message whether my voice is clear now?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you. So one person asked me this question. Prabhuji, please honestly, from your heart, please answer this question. I said, okay, I'll try. He said, previously, before coming to Krishna consciousness, we had, thank you, Prabhu. It's clear now. We had so many choices. Bollywood songs, Hollywood songs, and so many dramas, this, that. But after coming to ISKCON, of course, it's a spiritual process, bhakti process is very good. But don't you feel you are bound with just one option, that is chanting Hare Krishna mantra? So I said, okay, you want to hear the answer? He said, yes. I told him, before coming to Krishna consciousness, right from my childhood, my father taught me music and singing. I was singing this Bollywood and Hollywood songs. Throughout, before coming to Krishna consciousness, I was only singing songs. So previously, I used to sing mundane songs, and now I chant Hare Krishna. I sing only Hare Krishna mantra. So my little realization is, penny-wise realization is, Lata Mangeshkar sang more than 30,000 songs in different languages. Mohammad Rafi sang more than 28,000 in different languages. Kishore Kumar, Mannade, Rafi and others, Kishore Kumar, Mannade, Mukesh and others, they sang more than 25,000 songs. So now, even after singing so many songs, Mohammad Rafi, when he sang some few spiritual songs about glorification of Krishna, he started crying. Hema Malini, throughout her life, she was dancing on the stage, she was dancing on the cinema, movies. But when she danced in front of Radha Ramanji, she started crying. So, if you see all these hundreds and thousands of Bollywood songs and Hollywood songs, if you gather them together, bring it in one bowl, mix it, and if you find the essence, if you churn all these songs, you get the essence. And that essence is, all the songs, their wordings are only in two themes, union and separation. either there is a loving union or there is a separation. Just like, there are some songs. I love you. I cannot live without you. I can bring stars for you. I can bring moon for your pleasure. This is union. And separation, when I'll meet you. This is only two themes. Separation, love and separation. Love and separation. Although there are different songs, but wordings are same. Again and again, same wordings come again and again. In Krishna consciousness, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave one theme. Love in separation. So the essence of Hare Krishna mantra is love Krishna and feel love by separation, in separation of Krishna. So why people are, even there are hundreds and thousands and millions of songs, Bollywood songs, Hollywood songs, why they bring more and more new songs? Because every song they compose, they become stale, become old, and no more taste in that. And even if you find there is some attraction, some kind of pleasure in that, please listen carefully. There are hundreds of ragas. There are Rag Bhairavi, Malkons, Shivaranjani, all these ragas. And because these filmy songs are based on the ragas, therefore these songs are attractive. And these ragas are produced from Krishna's Nupunga, Krishna's ankle bell. When Krishna dances in Rasa Leela with the gopis, when his Nupura, his pile, his ankle bell plays chun, 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 chun. From that Nupura, from that ankle bell, all the ragas are produced. And because these ragas are produced, they are divine, spiritual, because they are produced from Krishna's lotus feet. Therefore, whichever song is composed in those ragas, they are also very attractive. So, therefore, sometimes we find, these songs are really entertaining. Please listen. Then I answered him, our mind is a material energy, but soul is spiritual, heart is spiritual. So, all these songs, Hollywood songs, Bollywood songs, they entertain our mind for some time. All the songs we even hear, they entertain our mind for some time. Because the songs are material, they cannot penetrate the heart. They cannot touch the heart. They cannot satisfy the heart. So, only for entertainment and no connection with the heart. Therefore, after some time, they become bored of hearing the same song. But Hare Krishna mantra not only entertains the mind, it penetrates the heart, directly goes straight into the heart and satisfies the soul. Therefore, you will find since millions of years, people, all the saintly personalities, the kings and the rishis and sages, they are singing only one mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The sages and rishis and sabhas, all the devotees, they never change their mantra. Today is this song, tomorrow is that song. If you challenge anyone, if someone says this is my favorite song, Hollywood song or a Bollywood song, let them come to the and gather in one hall and let them sing that song and dance on the song. How long you will sing and dance on that song? One day, 2 days, 1 month. After that, everyone will become bored. Even if you pay them money, please sing and dance. They will say, no, we are bored of this. Because there is no juice. There is no rasa. There is no divinity. There is no pleasure. And just like, mundane subject, newspaper. Yesterday's newspaper, today it becomes old and stale. There is nothing in that. No one will purchase yesterday's newspaper. Because it becomes bored, stale now. But Bhagavatam, millions of years, 5,000 years, Sukadeva Goswami spoke. Before that, hundreds and millions of lifetimes. The Bhagavatam is seen millions of years. And every time when Sukadeva Goswami spoke, Sukadeva Goswami is just 16 years old boy. And who is sitting in the audience? Narada Muni. Vyasadeva, his own father, who compiled Bhagavat. He is also sitting in Bhagavatam. It is not that I only compose this. How can I hear? How will I get rasa from there? No. Srimad Bhagavatam is eternal. It is spiritual. It is not different from Krishna. So, when we'll become completely pure and actually taste for hearing and taste for reading or hearing Krishna Katha, it requires some surrender. It requires some dedication. It requires some priority. If we don't have now any taste for Bhagavatam, but we have to decide, think in our mind, henceforward, my only shelter is Krishna Katha. Henceforward, my only shelter is Krishna songs, Hare Krishna mantra. And stick to that decision. Stick to that decision. Krishna will give us taste. When Krishna sees our sincerity, oh my God, although this person has no taste, but still he wants to linger around only Hare Krishna mantra, Krishna will give us that taste. So this is the secret of, not secret, but this is understanding that Krishna is divine, his name is divine, his holy name is divine. And if we take shelter of Krishna's holy name, we'll also become pure. So Mahaprabhu Chaitanya heard story of Dhruva Maharaj hundreds of times. So Brahmaji had a Manasaputra, or his own personal son born from his mind. His name was Swayambhuva Manu. Swayambhuva Manu, through his wife Chatarupa, he begot two children, two sons, Uttanapad and Priyavrata. So Priyavrata, he became renounce order. He accepted renounce order. He went to Himalaya, started performing tapasya, and Uttanapad, he became the king. Uttanapad, he had two wives. One is Suniti, other is Suruchi. Unfortunately, Uttanapad loved Suruchi and he neglected his another wife, Suniti. So you can imagine, this has been happening in Satya Yuga. In Satya Yuga. And yes, imagine, Uttanapad is the son of Swayambhu Manu, and Swayambhu Manu is a plenary portion or expansion of Vasudev, Krishna himself, his own son Uttanapad. He is making this mistake, loving one wife and neglecting other. So Suruchi had a son Uttam and Suniti had a son Dhruva. So once Uttanapad was sitting on his asana throne, Uttam was sitting on his lap, and Dhruva saw that my father is loving is my brother. He also wanted to sit on the lap of his father. Suddenly, Suruchi came. And Suruchi, in harsh word, she started chastising left and right Dhruva. He said, Dhruva, you have no right to sit on the lap of your father. If you want to sit on the lap of your father, first, you perform austerities, tapasya, and quit this body. That means indirectly saying that you die and then next life you take birth from my womb. So Maitreya Rishi tells Vidura, very beautiful. He says, symptoms of Kali Yuga is, in Kali Yuga, actually Brahmaji gave birth to so many sons, and he also gave birth from his back, from his shadow, Adharma was born. From Adharma, false pride and Maya, these two children were born. They were the brothers, brother and sister. But because they were children of Adharma, therefore they got married. So Prabhupada said, that was a connection. All this illicit sexual affairs happened even in the Satya Yuga, in the beginning of the creation. So Maya and false pride, they got married, and their children were Kali Yuga. Their grandchildren were Kali Yuga and harsh words. So whenever we speak harsh words, immediately we'll be attacked by Kali. Therefore Kala and Damba, these are the two signs of Kali Yuga. Whoever uses harsh words, actually civilized people will never speak harsh words. So Suruchi, she started speaking with harsh words. So then, actually Rupa Goswami, he also writes in his NOI, Nectar of Instruction, Vacho Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam Jiva Vegam Udara Upastha Vegam. If we etan vegan yo visheta dhira sarvama pima prasimsa shishya. Of course we don't want to control the whole earth planet. But if you want, you don't want to become guru of the whole planet, but at least if you want to love and respect from everyone, one must control vacho egam. Because you see this teeth, we have 32 teeth and one tongue. So once all the 32 teeth, they threaten the tongue and said, hey tongue, if you speak any, if you don't behave properly with us, we'll crush you under our teeth. So then this jiva, tongue, he said, although I am sitting amidst all of you, but if I speak one word here and there, see that masculine bodied person, if I speak one bad word to him, he will crush all of you. So speaking is very important. So all the tongue is sitting amongst all the 32 teeth, but she is more important than all the 32 teeth. So using our words properly, therefore all the intelligent people, they give advice before speaking any word, we must think about three things. Is it necessary to speak? Whenever we utter any word, the first thought should come in our mind, is it necessary to speak? The second thought, if it is truthful, if it is truth, then only I'll speak. I'll never speak a lie. That is the second decision. The first is it necessary to speak? Second is, I will speak only truth throughout my life. That is second. And third, most important, whatever I speak, it should be pleasing to everyone. If these three criteria are not fulfilled, one should not speak. So see, Suruchi, she spoke with harsh words. But Uttanapad, it was his responsibility to correct his wife. But he kept quiet. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, this is the responsibility of a king or a leader to give protection to six people: women, children, cows, brahmanas, old women and old men. So if these six people are not protected, there cannot be happiness in this world. And especially now, if you see in the modern world, all these six categories of people are exploited. So how can we expect any peace and happiness in this world? So finally, Dhruva came to his mother, Suniti. And Suniti had already got the message what happened in the palace. But now her situation was, it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is like a person who is burning in a forest fire. Just imagine a mother, a lady who has a husband, but her husband doesn't love her. Husband neglects her. And he has only one now, support or a person who loves, that is her child, her son. And now her son also has been insulted. So now her situation, please listen to this one song. Prabhupada gives analogy, pinjara, cage, and a bird. When a bird is inside the cage, what is the situation? Pinjare ke panchi re, tera dard na jaane ko, tera
दर्द न जाने externally we are giving so many facilities to the cage, we are cleaning the cage every day, but we are not feeding the bird. Similarly, although Suniti, she is a queen, but she is like a bird within the cage. She had no respect, no respect for even her son. पिंजरे के पंछी रे तेरा दर्द न जाने को, तेरा दर्द न जाने को। पिंजरे के पंछी रे तेरा दर्द न जाने को, तेरा दर्द न जाने को। चुप के रोने वाले रख न छिपा के दिन के छाले रे, चुप के रोने वाले रख न छिपा के दिल के छाले रे। ये पत्थर का देश है पगले, तेरा न कोई हो, तेरा दर्द न जाने को, तेरा दर्द न जाने को। पिंजरे के पंछी रे तेरा दर्द न जाने को, तेरा दर्द न जाने को। तो चुपके रोने वाले रखना छिपा के दिल के छाले रे। सिमिलरली व्हेनेवर वी फील एनी पेन इन आवर हार्ट, एक्चुअली देयर इज नो पॉइंट इन शेयरिंग विद अदर्स unless you find a person is really trustworthy. We have to learn to tolerate the pain of our heart. And one who tolerates that, because there is one person who knows everything in detail, Krishna. In this world, your close relatives may not understand your problems. Yes, it is a fact. Our own close relatives, they may not understand our pains and problems, but there is one person, Krishna. He knows each and everything. He knows the whole situation in detail. So therefore, have a faith. Krishna will surely reciprocate. So Suniti, as a real mother, she told her son. She was selfless. She was not selfish. She had only one support, her son. But she told her son, beta, tomeva mata pita tomeva, tomeva bandhu sakha tomeva, tomeva vidya dravina tomeva. My dear child, Krishna is your real mother. Krishna is your real father. Krishna is your real well-wisher. Go to him. Even if you have any desire, whether it is a spiritual desire or a material desire, go to him. He will surely fulfill all your desires. Now, Suniti, she is a real mother. Mata na sashat, pita na sashat, sojana na sashat, guru na sashat. One has no right to become a mother unless that mother makes sure that her child will be delivered from the cycle of birth and death. And Suniti, because she is a real mother, therefore, she is sending her child to
the forest. She is not worrying about herself. What will happen to me if my child goes to the forest and if something happens to him, who will protect me? What will be my shelter? She is not thinking about that. So, Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he gave one, not instruction, but suggestion to one Mataji. She had a small child, around 2 years old. So she wanted to come to temple for doing some deity worship and cooking seva in the kitchen. So Maharaj told her that now, for sometimes, some years, your deity is your son. Your son is your deity. Your son is your deity, and you should take care of your son like you take care of deities of Radha Gopinath ji. So, being a parent, being a mother, being a father is a great responsibility. Even hogs and dogs, they also raise their children. But raising a child in human form, that's completely different, totally different. So, sometimes devotees, I know one family, I don't want to mention their name. See, there is a difference between encouragement and pampering. There are two contrast situations here. Suruchi is totally harsh. If you know this case study, Suruchi is totally harsh. She knows only punishing the child. And there are some extreme people, they want to correct their child through only pampering. So pampering is another extreme and punishment is another extreme. And the balance is Suniti Maya. She is neither pampering or nor punishing. She is disciplining her son. So we should also accept this path. What is the meaning of punishing? Punishing means those who are uncivilized people. They speak harsh words. They beat their children. That is punishing. And pampering means whatever the child does. Oh, my dear child, it's very nice. Whatever you do, it's okay. Sometimes I have seen Mataji, she takes some food in her hand and she wants to feed the child one morsel. So she feeds one morsel and child runs away, goes to some different place, and then the mother is chasing the child. And this is pampering. This is not parenting. Oh, this is my, sorry, my speaker. This is my understanding. Pampering is not good. There is one family, they have made one WhatsApp group for their child. The child is 9 years old. WhatsApp group, Facebook group of this child. And every day update, this my son now did this, that. And they say, even if that child or whoever is very advanced, let the time decide. You don't pamper. If you pamper unnecessarily, we don't know what will happen. Therefore, discipline is the best way. Neither punishing nor pampering. Discipline. So Suniti Maya, she discipline her son. This is the difference between the sanskaras. Suruchi sanskaras and Suniti sanskaras. Ek vriksh ke do dali. Ek vriksh ki to dali. Par kismat juda juda hai. Ek dali jali havan mein. Ek dali jali chita mein. Suruchi and Suniti. See the difference. Just like when a woodcutter, he goes to the forest and he sees a gigantic tree. And he cuts the two branches of a tree. Tree is one. Ek vriksh ki do dali. Tree is one. And the tree has many branches, but out of many branches, woodcutter cuts only two branches. He brings at home. He sells one branch of the tree, that piece of wood, to a brahmana. and the other piece of food he sells it to another person. So now the Brahmana uses that one branch, that tree's branch, that wood, for havana, for yajna.
Ek vruksh ki do dali, par kismat juda juda hai. Ek dali jali havan mein, ek dali jali chita mein.
And the other piece of wood, people use it for funeral fire. Although the tree is one, branches are belong to one tree, but their destinations are different. And how it happens? Samskara. See, everyone is born because of our previous karma. We are carrying some karmas from previous life. So that will decide some factor of our life. But most of the things we take it from this world, we accept from this world, and that will also decide our future.
Ek patthar ke do tukde.
The patthar, the stone is one.
Ek patthar ke do tukde. Par kismat juda juda hai. Ek ban shankar ji pujte. Ek seedhi pe laga hai.
In Jaipur, in Rajasthan, there are mines of marble. So when they get one piece of marble out of the earth, half of that stone is used for deities carving. And the remaining half of the stone, because it is not proper shape, therefore it is used for making tiles. And those tiles are used on the staircase and we put our feet on that.
Same stone, half of the stone we worship in the altar as a deity, and half of the stone we put our feet on it, we use it as a tiles.
Why is like that? Because half of that stone, by somehow or other, it got a chance to be carved by a sculptor. My dear sir, it's very important. Just like two brothers. One brother becomes a drunkard and other brother, somehow or other, he agrees to be carved by a saintly person. In your ISKCON, we have so many examples. One person becomes a devotee and his brother or her sister or this, that, they become non-devotee. See their destination.
Although patthar is one, ek patthar ke do tukde, par kismat juda juda hai. Ek ban shankar ji pujte, ek seedhi pe laga hai.
Now similarly in this case,
ek pita ke do bete,
father is one, uttanapad, do bete, uttam and dhruva.
Ek pita ke do bete, par kismat juda juda hai. Ek jhule palne mein, ek patthar pe pada hai. Ek jhule palne mein, ek patthar pe pada hai.
All the both are prince, but one prince, one child is lying on a bed cushion, and other is sleeping in the forest on a stone. But the destinies are also very different. Uttam was, he was killed by a tiger, and Dhruva became the emperor. So although sons, they are just two sons of one father, but one is agreed, accepted the path of tapasya, accepted the path of Krishna consciousness, he became glorious. Similarly, we also have a choice in our life. If you want to accept, if you want to be accepted by a sculptor to be carved, then our destination will be different. So it's a responsibility of our parents, it's a responsibility of our mother especially, to carve her child. Give the child guidance so that he or she become a great devotee of Krishna. So Dhruva Maharaj went to the forest and now he's very determined. Brahmanda Bhramiti Kona Bhagyavana Jeev. When Krishna sees someone is very sincere. Now here is one more factor. Bhakti causes bhakti. Even if someone has a karma, and a punya, pious activity or piety, even if you have mountains of piety, will not get bhakti. For bhakti, one has to have devotional karma. If someone has carrying the previous devotional karma, then Krishna arranges and he sends a bona fide authentic guru in the life of such a person. Sometimes the acharyas, the pure Vaishnavas, they are so advanced and their compassion is so unlimited, they can create the karma of a conditioned soul. Although they don't deserve it, but because of the compassion of this pure soul, they generate the desire to serve Krishna in the heart of this conditioned souls. So Narad Muni comes, Narad Muni sees that this child, just a small baby, and he wants, what is his desire? He wants the kingdom greater than his father, greater than his grandfather, greater than his great-grandfather, Brahmaji. And Narad Muni, he starts testing him. He wants to take some pariksha, testing. He said, Beta, this is your age of playing with the kids. Why do you take it so seriously? She's also your mother. Go and play, Beta. But he is the son of Kshatriya. He says, now, one more lesson we can learn from Dhruva Maharaj's life. There are some great personalities. Their tastes are taken, you know, there are some tastes in their life, pariksha. But for conditioned soul like us, there is no need of any taste. There is no need of any test. We try to find out some excuses how we can go away from bhakti. Maya tries to taste a sincere devotee so that they will go away from Krishna. But for us, there is no need of any test. We ourselves find some excuses. Oh, because my relatives are saying, if you don't eat onion garlic, how will you get a wife? If you don't eat onion garlic or this and that, how will you get a husband? And therefore, I started eating again. Krishna says, if you start listening to so many of your relatives, this and that, how will I consider you sincere? Of course, we have to be very, very intelligent when we are staying in this world. We have to know how to adjust and how to deal with the people, especially our relatives. But still, inside our heart, we should be serious. So when the Narad Muni saw the determination of Dhruva, then he showed him the path. So what is our determination? How we can show determination in our life to Krishna? Adventure. Adventure means sometimes to develop a human qualities. That is a real adventure. Sometimes people say, you know, I don't like this, I don't want that, I don't like to be with the Vaishnavas. I don't like the way they speak. I don't like the way they manage. Of course, we know, Baba, this is material world, this is a Kali Yuga, and whoever is around us, all the Vaishnavas, they are also practitioners. Just like what we are practitioners, they are also practitioners. So we must know they also have limitations. Everyone is going through the process of purification. What is our pariksha, our taste is to tolerate these Vaishnavas and try to take a pleasure in their association. Utsahat nishaya dhairya tattat karma pravartanat. Dhruva Maharaj, amazing. When he saw, now my mother, stepmother, she's against me. My father also against me. So what he did? He didn't just sit in one place and started crying. Oh, I am so unfortunate. Oh, I am so unfortunate. I am so unfortunate. No! He woke up. He got up. He started walking. He took a decision. He was determined. Similarly, If we have some anartha, no problem. We have this problem, that problem, this problem, no problem. Do something practical. Even if you are the most sinful personality, still there is hope. Still there is hope. Try to do something practically. Don't just sit and cry. Prabhupada, he had written a manuscript of entire Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. And someone called him from South India. He said, Swamiji, I want to sponsor for your... This is before establishing ISKCON Society. I want to sponsor for your printing. So Prabhupada went there and afterwards he found that all the manuscripts were lost. His work of so many years, decades of work, it was lost. And Prabhupada is such an old age. What an amazing acharya. You know what did he do? Again he started writing the same manuscript. Years and years of work was lost, but he just didn't sat in one place and started crying. Again, he started writing. So we also, if you have lost anything in your life, lost money, you lost this, you lost that, don't worry, start again. One point I really forgot. I want to mention that point again. Matana sasyat, pitana sasyat, sojanana sasyat. It is true. But in this age of Kali, we are all so degraded. Children are not taking care of their old parents. And parents are not taking care of their children. If you see, people are sending, children are sending their old parents to the old houses. Isn't it? Vriddhashram, old houses. And recently, I came to know one devotee's family. Both of them are initiated. I have not mentioned the name. They have one son, 8 years old son, and they got divorced. Now you tell me, whatever reason it is, at least you should have thought about your son. His 8 years old son, what will happen to him? What is his future now? Both of you are separated. What is his future? And tell me, what is his fault? Both of you married. You begot him. What is his fault? Now if you are separated, who will look after him? So, Mata Nasasaya, Pita Nasasaya, this is the responsibility of our parents to take care of their children. And still, and again, in the reciprocation, it's the responsibility of our children to take care of their parents. At least devotees should understand this. If materialistic people are doing it, what can we do? But at least in devotees' life, before, of course, there could be some genuine reasons to get separated. But at least there should be some higher cause. We should have some compassion. What will happen to my children? At least for their sake, we should. Of course, this is my opinion. It could be different reasons. Anyway, so Narad Muni, when he saw that he was, Dhruva was determined. Well, when he saw he was determined, then he guided him. He said, my dear Dhruva, you go to Vrindavan. On the bank of Jamuna, there is one Madhuvan forest. In that Madhuvan, you thrice a day take bath in Jamuna and chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. In Satyuga, that was mantra given by Narada Muni to Dhruva Maharaj. So Dhruva Maharaj, he started performing tapasya. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that Vrindavan is such a place, just by entering into Vrindavan, one gets Krishna. Vrindavan is not an ordinary place. Once there was a meeting amongst all the dhammas, Prayagraj and Ujjaina, all other holy places, they had a meeting. So annually they had a meeting and they decided, okay, let us come together. So all the dham came together and finally they saw Vrindavan was not present. So then Prayagraj, the king of the dham, he complained to Krishna. He said, my dear Krishna, your dham, Vrindavan, didn't join the meeting today. Then Krishna told him, my dear Prayagraj, you are making mistake of understanding Vrindavan is another dham like you. Vrindavan is not a dham. Vrindavan is my home. So how can you expect that my home will also join in your place? So at Pavan Sarovar also, once in a year, all these holy places, they come and become free from all these sinful reactions simply by taking bath in the Pavan Sarovar. So Dhruva Maharaj came to Vrindavan. He started performing tapasya. In the first month, after every 3 days, he started eating only herbs, some jadi booty. In first month, for every 3 days, he started eating only herbs. Second month, after 6 days, he started eating dry leaves. In third month, after 9th day, he started only drinking water. In fourth month, after every 12th day, he started only breathing. And last 2 months, 5th and 6th month, he stopped breathing. In this way, because he stopped breathing, he controlled the whole oxygen of the entire universe. So everyone started suffocating, all the demigods and the living entities. So finally, Indra, Brahma and all, they approached Krishna, Narayana. He says, what is happening? Then Krishna said, don't worry. He's my devotee, Dhruva Maharaj. He's performing tapasya. So I will go and give him my darshan. Now it's very amazing. Krishna came to Madhuvan. So Dhruva was seeing in his meditation that beautiful form of Krishna. But when Krishna was present in front of him, immediately his meditation broke and he saw him. What happened? Where is Krishna? So, but then Krishna was standing in front of him. So Krishna, Narayana, with the touch of his counsel, he gave all the spiritual knowledge to Dhruva. Dhruva opened his eyes and saw that beautiful form. So we'll sing this song, The Beauty of Krishna.
Savariya Giridhari, Savariya Giridhari, Tera Roop Mere Man Bha Gaya. Savariya Giridhari, listen, a description of Krishna's beauty. Savariya Giridhari, Savariya Giridhari, Tera Roop Mere Man Bha Gaya. Savariya Giridhari, Savariya Giridhari, Savariya Giridhari, Tera Roop Mere Man Bha Gaya. Savariya Giridhari, Mukhda Tera Chanda Jaisa, Mukhda Tera Chanda Jaisa, Manda Manda Muskata, Mukhda Tera Chanda Jaisa, Manda Manda Muskata, Lat Mukhde Par Kale Shobha Kaise Karo Maya, Lat Mukhde Par Kale Shobha Kaise Karo Maya, Adhar Adhar Jab Baje Muraliya, Adhar Adhar जब बजे मुरलिया एक जादू सा छा गया सांवरिया गिरधारे सांवरिया गिरधारे तेरा रूप मेरे मन सावरिया गिरधारे सावरिया गिरधारे तेरा रूप मेरे मन भाग गया सावरिया गिरधारे मुखड़ा तेरा चंदा जैसा इन वृंदावन व्हेन द ऑल गोपीज दे आर सिटिंग इन वृंदावन फॉरेस्ट And all the sakis and gopis are discussing how Krishna's that beautiful moon-like face is so attractive. So one gopi, she compares Krishna's face with a moon. His moon is as his face is as cooling as moon, very bright, seetal. But the other gopi says, no, comparison with moon it is not right analogy. Because the moon is faulty. Moon is, within these 15 days, sometimes moon is increasing and sometimes its size is decreasing. During full moon night, the moon is completely full. And other day, is completely block. So, moon size is increasing and decreasing. So we cannot compare moon with Krishna's face. Other fault in the moon is, this moon is a material object. It's a part of this material world. So therefore we cannot compare Krishna's face with the moon. So then what to compare? Then the other gopi says, Krishna's face is like a lotus flower. Although we cannot compare again with the lotus flower, but this is the only thing in this material world which is very close to Krishna's beauty. So Krishna's face is like a lotus flower and his black curly hair, they are like black bumblebees. They are hovering around this lotus flower trying to get the honey from that lotus feet. Mukhda tera chanda jaisa mand mand muskaan mukhda tera chanda jaisa mand mand muskaan lat mukhde par kaali shobha kaise karu maya lat mukhde par kaali shobha kaise karu maya अधर धर जब बजे मुरलिया अधर धर जब बजे मुरलिया एक जादू सा छा गया सावरिया गिरधारे सावरिया गिरधारे ते रूप मेरे मन भा गया सावरिया गिरधारे मोर मुकुट कानों में कुंडल मोर मुकुट कानों में कुंडल मणि नासिका शोभित है मोर मुकुट कानों में कुंडल मणि नासिका शोभित है तेरी चंचल चितवन ऊपर नर नारे सब मोहित है तेरी चंचल चितवन ऊपर नर नारे सब मोहित है प्रेम अनूठा बरस रहा है प्रेम अनूठा बरस रहा है प्रीत करो लगा दे सावरिया गिरधारे सावरिया गिरधारे तेरा रूप मेरे मन भा गया सावरिया गिरधारे
अमेजिंग मोर मुकुट कृष्णा इज सच अ unlimitedly, unbelievably beautiful. Can you imagine? Just putting in one feather, a bird's feather, peacock feather, just placing one peacock feather in his hair, he looks so beautiful because he doesn't need any beautification. He doesn't need any jewelry or ornaments. Once the whole community of the peacocks, they all came and they wanted to please Krishna. So they all started dancing very graciously, very beautifully. Krishna was inspired by seeing their dance. So Krishna also started dancing like a peacock. So whole the competition started, the peacocks, whole all the community of peacocks, they started dancing, and Krishna also started dancing. And of course, Krishna is the source of all the peacocks and their dancing skills. Naturally, Krishna was victorious. And leader of the community of the peacocks, he came. And very humbly, very devotedly, he came in front of Krishna. And he offered one feather. And he said, "My dear Krishna, on behalf of the whole community, please accept this insignificant gift, a peacock feather for you." Krishna was so pleased with this gift. Krishna said, "Because you are offering me with the devotion, so much of love, I won't keep it at my lotus feet. I'll keep it on my head. And I promise you, my dressing will be incomplete unless someone puts this hair, peacock feather in my hair." This is Krishna's reciprocation. We get one hope by listening to this story. Krishna is not attracted by glamour. Krishna is not impressed by big things. This is my tiny little penny-worthy realization. In this material world, if you want to please Krishna, there is no need to take part in competition. Just like sometimes, you know, ISKCON devotees, they fight amongst themselves. Just like in one city, during the marathon book distribution, the other temple, they also put up their stall. And another temple, they also put next to them. And there is a fight amongst the devotees. Oh, who will distribute more books? Actually, we should be happy. If you want to do some service to Krishna, and if someone else is doing that service, ultimately, we want that the message of Krishna should reach to all the conditioned soul, or service should be done. So if someone else is doing that service, I should be happy that whatever I want to do, this devotee is doing. So simply by appreciating his success or her success, I will also get the same credit. I will also get the same benefit. In Krishna consciousness, there is no limitation. Just like in cricket Olympic games, sometimes one team wins that gold medal. And in cricket team, there are 11 members. Sometimes few of them, like 2-3 people, they don't even get chance for batting. But when the gold medal comes, it's a victory of all the 11 players. Out of 11 players, only few of them got the chance for batting and others didn't get the chance. But when success comes, the success gets everyone. Everyone gets the success. Similarly, in Krishna consciousness, sometimes we may not be as famous as our colleagues. We may not be as talented, as skillful, or as powerful, as skilled manager like our God brothers, God sisters. No problem. Just appreciate them. Appreciate their success. And Krishna will consider it is your success. It's a fact, of course. Speaking is very easy, but putting into practice is difficult. But it's a fact. In Vrindavan, when Krishna goes to the forest for herding the cows, all his sakas, his galwals, his friends, they all stand in one row. And they play one competitive game. We all want to touch Krishna. So who will touch Krishna first? So they all start running. They all start running. And you know, finally, what happened? Everyone, simultaneously, everyone touches Krishna. It's unbelievable. Because in spiritual life, everyone gets gold medal. हाँ, as long as we are in this material world, the nature of our service sometimes could be different. Someone is manager, someone is a temple president, someone is a simple housewife, someone is this and that. Our services may be different. But destination is same. Krishna is not partial. Krishna is impartial. Krishna says, I give chance to everyone. Whether you are a Brahman, Shudra, Vaishya, or a Kshatriya, or a rich, or a poor, or an illiterate, or highly educated, or skillful, these, that doesn't matter. I have given one formula. Morning program, like Mangala Arati, Narsingh Arati, Tulsi Arati, Guru Puja, Bhagavatam class. This schedule of morning program is common for everyone. A housewife can take part in morning program. A rich industrialist can take part in morning program. A child can take part in the morning program. An old person can take morning program. Now here there is no differentiation. Facilities are same. And destination, if one is sincere, if one is genuine, then what happens? Ordinary housewife, she will also go to Golok Vrindavan. The president, he will also go to Golok Vrindavan. And Krishna will not say, oh, because throughout your life, you didn't do that great service, you know. Therefore, your rasa will be different. Your rasa will be different. You are not qualified for this. No. Therefore, if we really thoroughly understand Krishna consciousness, then we'll know that these acharyas, they are so unlimitedly compassionate. We have to just keep our simplicity, humility, and that service attitude intact. Destination is same for everyone. There is no need to fight. There is no need to compete with any other world, any person. Just appreciate everyone and be pleased with other services. Huh, sometimes you may say, but those who make centuries in cricket Olympic, they get special benefits, special facilities. Yeah, that is because as long as we are in the material world, someone will become president, someone will be GPC, someone will be guru. But in Krishna's eyes, everyone is same. So when the peacock community, they offered a peacock feather to Krishna, and then Krishna said, now in the future, my dressing room will be incomplete without this peacock feather. Mora mukuta kaname kundal. And Krishna wears a Manikarnika flower. He keeps Manikarnika flower on his ears and sometimes he wears lotus flowers. Hari Hari. Prabhu. Sometimes he puts lotus flower, sometimes he puts Manikarnika flower. Mora mukuta kaname kundal. Mani nasika shobita hai. And here, Krishna, he wears one mani or a pearl exactly in the center here. I have seen some Matajis. They try to imitate. They also put one mani here, pearl. It doesn't look good. Actually, there are some things, it's only for Krishna. Even the demigods cannot imitate. What is become ordinary human being? Even demigods cannot imitate. So when Krishna, he wears a pearl around his, exactly here in the nose. Mora mukuta kaname kundal mani nasika shobita hai. Teri chanchala chitvana upar narnari sammohita hai. Krishna is the only person in entire creation, including the material and the spiritual world. He is attractive to everyone, even to the men or women or human being. Insects, worms and reptiles, they are also attracted to Krishna. Mora mukut kano me kundal mani nasika shobit hai. Mora mukut kano me kundal mani nasika shobit hai.
मेरी चंचल चितवन ऊपर नर नारी सब मोहित है तेरी चंचल चितवन ऊपर नर नारी सब मोहित है प्रेम अनूठा बरस रहा है प्रेम अनूठा बरस रहा है प्रीत करो लगा दो सावरिया गिरधारी सावरिया गिरधारी से रूप मेरे मन भा गया सावरिया गिरधारी पीत बसन पीतांबर तेरा लहर लहर जब लहराए पीत बसन पीतांबर तेरा लहर लहर जब लहराए जो इसकी छाया में आए कभी नहीं दुख हो पाए जो इसकी छाया में आए कभी नहीं दुख हो पाए बोल तेरे मिश्री से मीठे बोल तेरे मिश्री से मीठे अमृत हमें पिला गया सावरिया गिरधारी तेरा रूप मेरे मन भा गया सावरिया गिरधारी
तो पीत बसन पीतांबर तेरा लहर लहर जब लहराए कृष्णा वियर्स पीतांबर वियर्स येलो सिल्कन धोती एंड हूएवर टेक्स शेल्टर ऑफ दिस ब्यूटिफुल सिल्कन धोती और कृष्णास लोटस फीट विल नेवर फील पेन इन दिस वर्ल्ड सो As long as we are in this material world, we'll surely get some problems in our life. But we must understand, if we maintain our personal purity, sometimes we are worried, you know, how other devotees are preaching, but I don't have that capacity, I don't have that facility for preaching. No problem. Krishna has no expectations from anyone. There's only one expectation. Personal purity. You may say, but what will happen with the personal purity? If you see, Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Sri Haridas Thakur, he was just sitting in one place, chanting every day 192 rounds. And simply by his chanting those 192 rounds, Mahaprabhu said, all the jivas, they are also getting that punya, the piety of Haridas Thakur's Namacharya Sri Haridas Thakur's purity. So similarly, in our life, even if you are just ordinary people, no problem. But simply by following our sadhana bhakti properly, chanting our rounds properly, we can do immense service to this society. So finally, Dhruva Maharaj, he got the darshan of Krishna. And then Krishna, Narayanji, he told Dhruva, Dhruva, tell me, what was your desire? You wanted a kingdom greater than your great-grandfather? But then Dhruva says, my dear Krishna, after seeing your beautiful form, it is like, you know, I was hankering for some broken piece of glass. And now I have got a diamond gem. What will I do with those broken pieces of glass? I don't want it. Krishna says, no, you have to take it. I know you are pure, but in future, people will think that Krishna, if you go to Krishna, Krishna only simply purifies your desires. He doesn't give you all your desires. He just simply purifies your desires, and then you didn't get your material desires fulfilled. So therefore, what I do, you will be the king of the entire universe on this earth planet for many, many thousands of years. And then afterwards, I'll give you a pole star, the Dhruva Tara pole star, which is the part of this material world, but still is a Vaikuntha. It is a spiritual world within this material world. So Krishna, he fulfills everyone's material desires also. But actually, ideally, one should not have material desires. But even if you have, even if someone has a desire, ಅಕಾಮ ಸರೋ ಕಾಮೋ ವಾ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಕಾಮ ಉದಾರದಿ ತೀವ್ರೇನ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗೇನ ಯಜೇತ ಪುರುಷಂ ಪರಂ. ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಕೇಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಪ್ಯಾಲೆಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಫೌಂಡ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಫಾದರ್ ವಾಸ್ ರಿಪೆಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಸೊ ಹಿ ಮೇಡ್ ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಎಸ್ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಟುಕ್ ವಾನಪ್ರಸ್ಥ ಅಂಡ್ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ದ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವೆರಿ ಅಮೇಸಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಸುರುಚಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಸಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಅಫೆಂಡೆಡ್ ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಆಲ್ದೋ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅ ಡೆವೋಟಿ ಹಿ ಬಿಕೇಮ್ ಡೆವೋಟಿ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಸಿ ಅಫೆಂಡೆಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಬಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಸಿ ಅಫೆಂಡೆಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಸಿ ಗಾಟ್ ಸಚ್ ಅ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಹಿ ಫರ್ಗೇವ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಹಿ ಫರ್ಗೇವ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಫಾದರ್ ಹಿ ಫರ್ಗೇವ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮದರ್ ಹಿ ಫರ್ಗೇವ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಬ್ರದರ್ ಬಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫರ್ಗಿವ್ ದೇಮ್ ಸರುಚಿ she went to the forest and Bhagavatam explains that she was burnt into the forest fire and Uttam was killed by a tiger and he went to the forest so he also got a Vaishnavaprad he also got Vaishnavaprad and his father he retired from his kingdom so in this way and finally Bhagavatam explains when it was a time for Dhruva Maharaj to go back to the spiritual world missing point. Immediately when he was boarding the airplane of the spiritual world, immediately thought about his mother. My mother, she gave me this path. She guided me. She is my Shiksha Guru. Now I am going to the spiritual world. But what about my poor mother? She will be just in this material world. So immediately Vishnudutas showed in one direction, pointed to one direction. He said, look, your mother is sitting in another airplane. She is also going to the back to the spiritual world. So Prabhupada is in the purport that the Vaishnavas are their natural, they are compassionate. Although we know we are not this body, although we know all the relationships in this world, they are all temporary, but still, devotees, they are compassionate even to unknown people. Why will he or she not be compassionate to his own mother? Or a brother, or a sister, or a father, naturally. So devotee is naturally soft-hearted. Devotee never wishes ill about anyone. Devotee always praises, always is compassionate, and always offers prayers to Krishna for well-being of all the souls. In this way, Dhruva Maharaj ruled the kingdom according to Krishna's wish. Thank you very much. If anyone has any question, I don't know what is the protocol.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for a wonderful class, Prabhu, beautiful songs. Very nectarian, Prabhu. If anybody have any questions or realizations, please go ahead.
And one point just want to clarify. When I spoke about the responsibility of parents, mother, and father, it appeared that I was a little harsh. But I didn't want to insult and all, you know. Just like, you know, sometimes people say, oh, you are a brahmachari. How do you understand the problems of grahasthas? I was not entering into that section. I just wanted to say that either whether you are a mother or a father, one should perform with duty at the cost of one's personal conveniences. Sometimes we become so selfish, we don't even think about our wife, we don't even think about our husband, we don't think about our children. Then what kind of Vaishnavas we are? If we have no concern about our wife, we have no concern about our husband, we have no concern about our children, what kind of, Vibhishana, he loved his brother so much before leaving his brother because he thought, he knew that his brother is a Rakshasa. He will never listen to Rama's advice. He wanted to leave him, but he never gave up. Although always he was just trying to give him some guidance, some instructions so that he will come to the right path. So we should also be, we should never give up our parents. We should never give up our wife or husband or children. That is a devotee. Yes, if anyone has a question.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Very, very inspiring class, especially all the Vaishnava song, how nicely you narrating, and one very important point you are explaining, that whether there is a problem between husband and wife, they have to stay for their kids. So we have an example of Radhanath Maharaj, and Radhanath Maharaj told us a story that when their father and mother is going to separate, he is crying, and he is requesting her mother not to separate. And after that, Radhanath Maharaj, father and mother decide that we will stay together for the kids. So this is the example. In this Kali Yuga, there is so many misunderstanding between husband and wife, and but they have to stay together for their kids. This lesson is such a nice lesson you are given to us. Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Guru Kriya. So nice narrating class.
Thank you, Mother.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, August.
Pranam, Pranam.
Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Very nice song. I always like to hear your songs, Prabhuji. Very nice.
Sorry, the setup was not good. Otherwise, we have flute player, mridanga player. Anyway, some other time I'll sing nicely, properly. Today it was some problems were there in the sound system. Hare.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. So, should we stop here now?
If nobody have any questions, can we end the call here?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay. Hare
Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you so much your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on this topic through Charitra with beautiful songs, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Let's pay obeisances to Prabhuji and to all the devotees. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasha
Kripa Sindhu Gaya Vichitana Chakra Vibhyo Deo Vesyo Deo Namah Namah.